What's going on, everybody? This is Vix, the Angel of Metal, your host of The Killer Show, and I am live right now in Preston, and I have got on the phone a most legendary man that is beyond belief, and it is Razor from Metal Knights. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Vix?
I'm not so bad. How about you, Van?
I'm doing okay. A little bit lack of sleep from being in the studio so much, but other than that, I'm doing good, and I'm so glad to be talking to you live.
All's good, man. How's the sunny weather in California?
Well, it's actually not bad today. We've had quite a few brutal rainstorms here the last couple of weeks, and today is not bad. I can see blue sky, and the temperatures are pretty good. So it's actually quite nice today. Your typical Southern California day.
That's nice that the sunshine's coming, but as always, it's grey in the UK.
Yeah, that's what I remember when I used to live over there. When I was going to school, going to college, it was always grey. But on those clear days, you know, it was just so spectacularly beautiful. That's what I love about the UK, and I love about Scotland. It's always, you know, when you get those bright, beautiful days, there's nothing like them.
Very cool. Now, let's get down to business. You were the winner of the Best New Artist of the Year in 2008, the Star Music Awards. That must have been great for Metal Knights and yourself.
Yeah, it actually came as a huge shock. We were playing the show. They actually saved us for last, and we headlined that event. And we got to do almost a full set, and so a lot of the other acts did like one or two songs, and then they saved us for last. And as we were getting ready to get in the stage prepped, I heard, you know, the my name called, and I was on stage at the time getting ready to start rocking out with the band, you know, as soon as they cued us, and I had to run downstairs and go out in front of the audience, and I'm standing on the podium, and I had really no clue why I was there. I mean, I didn't even know, and it kind of reflects. There's a video online of that moment, and I really was just stunned when they told us that we had won Best New Artist of the Year. I didn't even know that category existed, to tell you the truth, and then it just, I was in total shock. And you know, it was great to be able to be selected for such an honor, and you know, it's just, we've put a lot, you know, a lot of hard work into this band. I mean, you know, we live it 24/7, you know, and that's kind of what you have to do today with so many indie bands out there now that are able to get airplay, get distribution digitally, and there's so many different, you know, music industry has changed so much. There's just a lot of heavy duty competition out there, and to be recognized like that is truly an honor. We're really blown away.
That's pretty cool, man. But for those of you who don't know, I did text interview with Razor, I think it was last year now, maybe even the year before that. But for those who are kind of like new to Metal Knights, can you just give them a quick brief history?
Sure, yeah. Well, we actually formed back in early 2007, and we had some players that kind of came and went, and then finally I was introduced to Dave Krause, our drummer, by my good friend Rudy Sarzo from Dio, and about a year later I ran into him at the NAMM show, and you know, he mentioned to me that, you know, if I knew of any bands that were looking for a drummer, and I know Rudy had told me that he was a really killer drummer. And so then it was like the next day, our drummer kind of up and quit, and I just was like, well, this is the perfect chance to hook up with Dave. So I called Dave, and I said, hey, man, you want to be in Metal Knights? And he was like, yeah. And he knew of some really professional players, And so we kind of reformed the group and started bringing in we did a real big search for these great players, and luckily we found the right mix. And ever since then, it's been nonstop. You know, we've been writing as much as we can, and getting together and working on all these new songs. And, you know, it's been about a year-long project working on this new CD we've got coming out called World of Forever. And it's been just a great time. These are the greatest guys I've ever, you know, I've been in music since I was actually a little kid, but in hard rock and metal since I was about 17. And, you know, all these years later to finally find the right mix of guys after searching for, you know, 20 some years, it's really great to finally get the right mix of people together, and we get along so great, and it's kind of like a little family click, you know. With
that's cool, man. So let's just think about it, like, within, what, like a year, I mean, you were the winner of the Best New Artist of the Year for Star Music. You were also nominated as Best Hard Rock / Heavy Metal Group of the Year as well, and as well voted one of the top five heavy metal acts by Target Audience magazine. That's pretty good achievement in just, like, a year.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to give a nod to Craig Goldie and his Destiny Bridge program for that. I mean, a huge, huge nod to him, because he's the one that actually came to a show that we did back in 2007, and I invited him and Simon Wright to come. It was a tribute show for a famous DJ in the heavy metal world, Ton Mastery, who was a good friend of mine from back in my days in radio in the late 80s and early 90s, who was suffering from hepatitis C, and she needed a liver transplant. So I wanted to try to help out, and we put on this show for her to raise money. And Craig came, and when he saw us play, he contacted me the next day and said, you know, I've got this program, it's called Destiny Bridge, and I think you guys are, you know, you guys have got it, and you're excellent, and I think you're excellent candidates for it, and here's what it's about. And once he told me about it, I was like, my God, this is like the keys to the kingdom, let's go, mm-hmm. You know. And ever since then, you know, Craig and I have just formed this really tight bond. I mean, you know, it's we joke that, you know, we think we were separated at birth. We're so close. We're like brothers. And and I love the guy to death, and everybody in the band it loves him. And we've really got a really good thing going with him. So, you know, his hand in this and his program has really, really helped. And he's gotten us to where we are today, no doubt about it.
Well, you presented him Craig Goldie, who's, you know, Dio's guitarist, a legend that he is, the award for the 2008 Star Music Award Hall of Fame induction. And, of course, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you've worked with him with Destiny Bridge, but also he's the producer of your new album, World of Forever. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just this natural progression that happened from the moment we met. We just made this really great connection, and, you know, I think he really saw the potential in the band, and he's helped hone it and polish it up and bring us to where we are right now. And we you know, a lot of people think that, you know, doing original music and being in rock and roll and all this is an easy thing, and believe me, it's not. It's very, very hard, and a lot of hours and blood, sweat, and tears go into it. And Craig's made it a lot easier by being there to lend a hand in the producing department. And he comes up with phenomenal ideas. I mean, he's got one of the best ears of anybody. I think he hears things that even dogs don't hear sometimes, you know. And so when they told me that they wanted to give him the Hall of Fame award, I was like, oh God, you got to let me do it. And I begged them, and they said yes. And I said, and my only stipulation is you got to let me write the speech. And they said yes. So I wrote from my heart what I really felt about the guy, and I gave that speech. And he was shocked. He had no clue. We kept it a big secret from him. Even, like, you know, people in his own band, you know.
You meanie.
Simon Wright and Rudy Sarzo, and those guys knew that he was going to get this, and nobody said anything to him. And while I was on stage presenting it, it was really quiet, and all these cameras, and, you know, the press is there, and you could hear a pin drop when I started to give the award, and then about 15 seconds into the speech, he realized he was getting it, and I heard a big, oh my God, out of the audience, and it was Craig. So he was really shocked, and that was great. It was such an honor to be able to give something back to him that way, and he well deserved for everything that he's done to help bands through his program, through the Destiny Bridge program, take it to the next level. You know, I mean, when he spots the talent, and he, you know, you get into that program, and if you show him and prove to him that you're serious, well, then, you know, he's one of those guys that just will pour his heart into you. And I think, you know, our friends in Benedictum are proof of that. I mean, you know them, and you know how big they are right now. And it's just, you know, it's great to see that he has that love of music and helping people to help bring out the best in them. And so he truly deserved that award.
Absolutely. I mean, he does seem quite British. I mean, you can tell him this from me, you know. I mean, us Brits have a kind of, it's known that we always support the, you know, the underdog and stuff like that. And, you know, Craig does support the underdog as well.
Yes, he very much does. And that's what I love about the guy. I mean, he's just, he's got a big, big heart, and he just gives everything he can to really help people. And, you know, what can you say about a guy like that other than, you know, he's pardon the pun, Goldie is golden, you know?
That's cool. So let's talk about your new album now. It's 10 songs, I believe. It's called World of Forever. And as well, it's got some old favourites like, you know, Gates of Hell and Death Defier as well, which have been newly updated. So what can we expect from this new album?
It is about as metal as, you know, we went into places on this new album in the songwriting department that some of it just flowed out. Other stuff we had to go in and do some rewrites and things like that, but, you know, that's all part of the process. And there's just a lot of, I think, great material on this album. The response from the people that have heard some of the songs in the industry seem to think it's really, you know, some great stuff, and we're just so happy it's turning out the way it is. I mean, we're getting right down into the mixing stage now, and then off to mastering, and then release it, and it's just, you know, it's all coming together. There's some real, there's kind of a theme to the whole album, and the title track World of Forever kind of explains all that. The new material, I think, is very strong. Everybody had an input. It's not like, you know, it's just like maybe one or two of us write all the music. You know, everybody has an input, and that's what I'm so happy about, is that this band, it's like, you know, whoever comes up with an idea, we all listen to it, and, you know, we all work together. And it's not, you know, some bands just, you know, it's like only these people write. And in this band, you know, whoever brings an idea to the table, you know, it is a songwriter. And so we're very, it's a very much group effort, so.
That's pretty cool. Now we are going to go back into the music. We're going to be playing a very, very, I can't stress how very exclusive it is, because Razor was, you know, with Craig last night, and he was making sure that, you know, this song got to me, and it was all nice and pretty and stuff. The song's called The Enforcer, so actually, no, Razor, you introduce it.
Okay, well, yeah, this is the kind of just a sneak peek leak for the listeners to hear a little something. I want to just make note that this song has not been mastered yet, so we're just kind of leaking this out in the form that it's in now, and so but we feel that it's it sounds good enough to do that, and we wanted to make sure that during this opportunity to speak to the fans in the UK and the friends around the world who are tuning in live via the internet, you know, here's a little taste of what's to come. And it is called The Enforcer. It's a song that Paul Calder, one of our guitar players, and I wrote. Craig also had a hand in the writing of this, some fine tuning stuff that he brought to it, and some cool, great, you know, orchestrations, and it's a cool song to start off the new CD with. It's about this knight that is actually an angel.
Wait, man, don't ruin it for him. Let's just let him listen to it. How about that, everybody? That was Metal Knights, The Enforcer, and I have got on the phone the man himself from the band, Razor. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, man. How about you?
Okay, I'm glad you got to play that. That's the actual worldwide debut as a sneak peek for everybody.
So, and only on Preston FM 103.2, you heard it here first.
That's right. That's the first time anybody's heard that, so we hope everybody enjoyed it, And it's just a little sneak peek of what's to come.
Cool. Right. Now let's talk about another fellow friends of yours, Benny Dictum. They were on the Destiny Bridge program, and Craig has worked with them as well. And I got to meet them at Hard Rock Hell for the first time, and they're such a laugh. If you've checked my video interview with them, you'll definitely had a giggle with them. So hi to Veronica to start us. But what do you make about bands like Benny Dictum and yourselves? I mean, you're going to be gigging together as well, so it's going to be full on metal brute force.
Yeah, well, we're in talks with them right now. You know, we would love to be able to go out and do some shows with them, opening for them. When I remember when they had just wrapped up and had their master disc of the new album, Seasons of Tragedy, they dropped by our studio, and we were in there working with Craig at the time, and Veronica and Pete came by, and they played us a song, and Craig goes, no, because we were in the writing phase then, and Craig goes, if you hear this song, you're going to have writer's block for at least 3 weeks. It's going to mess you up that much because it's so good. And I was like, oh, come on, let me hear it. They got it. I want to hear it. So we put it on, and we listened to Beast in the Field. And when I heard that song, I was like, oh, my God. And he was right. I couldn't write a thing for 2 weeks. It screwed my head up that much. That's how good it was.
He did warn you.
Yeah, he did, and I didn't take it. You know, I'm stubborn, and I was just like, no, man, they're here. I want to hear this. And I listened to it, and I was just like floored. I was so proud of them that they had, you know, they just took metal to this whole new place. And they're just a great band. And you know, V is such a great vocalist. You know, she's just so unique. And they're you know, the guitars, the keys, everything that that band does, and especially with this new album, has just taken metal to this new level. We're just very honored and proud that they're our friends, and that, you know, we can call them our mates, and, you know, hopefully soon here we'll be doing some shows together.
Well, hopefully, yeah, that lineup will come to the UK soon. But let's talk about, like, what you do as, like, a profession, apart from being on stage and singing. You've worked in, like, 3D visual effects, and you've worked on TV shows and films like Batman and Robin. I think that was the George Clooney and... Oh, was it what was it called? Like, Mr. Freeze or something? Was it that one?
Yeah, it was with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Our now governor here in California.
I'm such a Batman geek. But because you work with like animation and special effects and stuff like that, if you were to create a music video for Metal Knights, what would it be? You know, like animation or like real life?
It would be a combo of the two, and we're actually working on that right now. We're in the concept stage, and we're working with a really great cinematographer and director who actually comes from the metal world, and that being Tommy Asakawa, who used to be with the band Warrior. And he now is directing and editing in major television and movies and stuff like that, and music videos. And he's a good friend of mine, and Craig's. And so Tommy has stepped up to the plate as the director and brought with him a great cinematographer by the name of Lena. And so we're looking forward to it. And I'm, you know, we're all ready to you know, throw our mascot Sir Godfrey, the Metal Knight, into the video. And really kind of stir people up with a killer production. So we're working on the concept right now and just trying to figure out what we need to do with it. But yeah, it would be a combination of a performance concept video and have some 3D animation and visual effects in it.
Sounds pretty cool. I would like to see that. So what song is that going to be for? I mean, have you chosen one?
Well, you know, we're thinking maybe The Enforcer. There's so many songs that we could do from this new album. If for, you know, me, I'd love to do The Enforcer. I just think it's got such a visual to it through the lyrics and through the music. It's just a very visualistic song. But then again, so is World of Forever, and so is, you know, Last Goodbyes, and a lot of the other new songs on the CD are all visual. We try to always make our music like you could close your eyes and see a movie. You know, that's one of the ways that I like to approach writing, and I know the guys in the band do too, is, you know, the song should definitely be something that it can take somebody someplace. And that's what we try to do with our music. And, I would just love to see The Enforcer made into that. But, you know, we'll hone it down here. You know, we're in, like I said, we're still in the studio trying to wrap up the final on the final mix on everything, and then send it off to mastering with a good mate of ours, Scott Clayton from SMC Productions, and then go from there, and then we'll have time to work on a video. So
very cool. Right, well, we're going to go into some music. We're going to be playing some more Metal Knights, a song called Death Defier, and we're going to catch up with Razor for the last part of the show, and yeah, stay tuned, peeps. We'll be right back. Yes, everybody, that was Metal Knight's Death Defier, and I've got the Death Defier Razor on the phone at the moment. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Vix, and it's just a pleasure to be on with you today.
All's good over here. Actually, somebody asked me to ask this. You guys are called Metal Knights, so why the night theme?
Well, you know, I got the opportunity when I was younger to go over and move to Scotland for a while and go to college. And I went to King's College in Aberdeen, Scotland. And while I was there, I decided I was going to study medieval literature and medieval history, and also Shakespeare. And I've always been into literature, and I'm not a big believer in, like, you know, past life reincarnation stuff, but if I could have lived at another time, it would have been the Middle Ages. I mean, I am just so fascinated with that era and what went down then, and the Crusades and everything else like that, that I just took to it and fell in love with it. And I read a lot about it, and it just, you know... one day I was, as many people know, I'm very, very good friends with Rudy Sarzo, and Rudy is also a 3D animator and a visual effects artist, as well as being the world's best bass player, and he sent me a little, like, 30, 45-second animation he had done that he wanted me to see, and it was these two really shiny knights fighting, having a sword fight, and it was done really, really well, and I was just so proud to see him do that. And when I saw it, it just, I looked at it and went, cool. I go, God, look how shiny they are. They're metal knights. And it's like a light bulb went off on top of my head, and I went, that is the name for the band. And it just all fit when you think of my love of medieval history and literature and all that stuff. It was just meant to be. So I just kind of came up with that idea and decided to capitalize on it best as I could. And then myself and an animator that works with me, Jeff Clifton, decided we needed to create this character. So we kind of created what we ended up naming Sir Godfrey. And Sir Godfrey is kind of like our band mascot. And as people know, if they've ever visited the MySpace or our website, they'll see him there throwing the horns. And he's quite the evil-looking character, but he stands for everything that a knight does. But he's pretty metaled up, you know. And it just, you know, it's just one of those things. It just kind of fell into place, and that's how it started.
Okay, so there's a little bit of a history slash insight. One of the things that did come from the Middle Ages was Iron Maiden, not the band, but the torture device. But, of course, let's talk about the band. They won the Best Live Act at the 2009 Brit Awards. And so what do you think about that, man? That must be great for, you know, a band like Maiden, who have been plugging it out for over 30 years.
One of my all-time favorite bands, and I actually voted for them for that Brit Award. And I remember seeing that they had a post about that online, that they were up for the best live act. And I just, you know, I was right there. The minute I read it, I just was like, you damn right. I need to vote for Iron Maiden, because they are. I mean, when every time... You know, they came through town here not long ago, and the guys in the band, we went to the show, and, you know, we were sitting there, and it's just, they're such a great live act, you know, and they definitely deserve that award, you know. I would say Iron Maiden and Judas Priest put on probably two of the best shows that there are in the heavy metal, hard rock arena. And they're so well deserved.
Well, you actually got to interview the man himself, Rob Halford, when you was doing radio.
Yes, I did, and him and I run into each other every now and then when he's in town and stuff. And he's a very just such a nice guy and such a gentleman and always great. And when I got to interview him, that was like that was way back in like '93, I think. And when he was doing the fight thing, and he's just a great guy. And got to pick his brain and talk to him, and he's very forthcoming about what he loves and his passion in life. And I've followed his career. He's probably the biggest inspiration vocally to me that there is. So it's just been great to get to know him over the years. You know, it's not like we're best buds or anything, but to every time I see him, you know, we run, he's like, "Hey, Robbie," and I'm like, "Hey, Rob," and, you know, so it's cool. He's a great guy.
Cool. And for my last question, and probably the most important one out of the whole interview, when are you coming to the UK?
Oh, if we could, we'd be on the next flight. I mean, we can't wait to get over to Europe, and especially places like the UK, and play. So it's just a matter of getting finished with this CD, talking to the record labels that have been showing interest in us, and hoping for the best, and taking it to the next step, which would be actually touring, and hopefully following in the footsteps of Benedictum, you know, and heading over there and playing some of those big festivals and playing all over. And so hopefully that'll happen in the not-too-distant future.
You heard it here first, people. Thank you so much, Razor, to take time out to do this interview. I'm sure we're going to chat again soon. So to check out the band, you can go on their main website, themetalknights.com. Also check them out on the MySpace, myspace.com/metalknightsmusic. And of course, you can check out his Razor Studio. It's tripdubstudio-949.com. So thank you so much, Razor, for taking the time out to do this interview.
It has been my pleasure, Vix, and to the fans over there in the UK and those around the world that are listening, we love you guys. Thanks for all your support. And, special thanks again to Craig Goldie, our producer, and to our management, Tammy Hunt from Hunt Talent Management, and, of course, our show booker, Willie Forrest, who just works his little hiney off to get us these kind of interviews. And to all the fans out there, you know, we really, really love and appreciate all your support, and we're looking forward to getting this new CD done and out there, and hope you all love it.
Rock on, people. Right, well, we're going to be playing, my last tune. The song is called The Gates of Hell, and it's a personal favourite of mine. And, people, check it out. So, saying goodnight to very grey England, Razor, and say good morning to sunny LA.
That's right. Good night, UK, and hello, America.
Isn't that a TV show?
I think it was a Def Leppard song.
I don't know. Anyway, here is The Gates of Hell. Enjoy, people.